B'siyata d'Shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Tzadik Beis. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, an oinein is somebody on the day that one of his relatives, one of the seven close relatives, dies, passes away, then that day he's called an oinon. So what happens if somebody is an oinon on the 14th of Nisan? And midrabonon, he's an oinon even the next night, which would be the night of the 15th. And an oinon, one of the halachas of oinon is he's not allowed to eat any korbonis, any kodshim. And that's even if he's not tomei. Obviously, if he became tomei to the deceased person, he's a tomei meis. It's a different halacha. But regarding an oinon, then minatoira, that day that he is an oinon, he's not allowed to eat korbonis. What should he do? Toivil, even though he's not become tomei, but since in the state of being oinein, he's not allowed to eat korbonis, and over here he wants to, that the Torah allows him to eat his korban on the night of the 15th, but since there's a transition between a time where he was not allowed to eat korbonis and a time that he was allowed to eat korbonis, therefore he has to go to the mikveh first. He's toivil, v'eichel es pischoi lo erev, and on the evening of the 15th, he can eat the Korban Pesach, even though normally Aninus Laila is, that we don't allow an Oinon to eat a Korban. Nonetheless, since that's only an Issa Midrabonon, the Chachomim overrode that, and they said that in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which is a very severe type of mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that if one doesn't do it, then it could lead to a punishment of Korus. Therefore, they said that an Oinein on the day of the 14th, shech the Korban Pesach for him, and let him eat the Korban Pesach in the evening. Avoloi b'kodshim. But other korbonis, even though there's a mitzvah to eat korbonis, there's a mitzvah to eat kodshim, but an oinon, even if he's just an oinon midrabonon, he's not allowed to eat kodshim. Continues the Mishnah. Hashimea al-Mesoi. Somebody who heard the sad news that one of his relatives has passed away, and it's called Yoim Hashmua. Then the day that he hears, even though it's not the day that his relative passed away, it could be that his relative passed away a few days earlier or a few weeks earlier, and on this day he suddenly got the news that one of his relatives had passed away, then the day that he hears, he's called an oinein midrabonon. And another case, says the Mishnah, hamelaket loy atzomis, if somebody gathers the remains of one of his relatives in order to reinter them, in order to bury them, to move them from one burial place to another, then that day he's considered an oval and he has halachas just on that day, but not in the evening. Then in all those cases, toivil, then he goes to the mikveh, v'oichel b'kodshim, and he's allowed to eat kodshim in the evening. Because even the day itself of Shemea al-Mesoi or Melakit le'atzomois is only an oinon midrabonon, and therefore in the night he can eat even regular kodshim. Continues the Mishnah, Geirushin is gair be'erev Pesach. If a goy decided to become a convert to be nizgair on Erev Pesach on the 14th, b'shamay oimrim, toivil v'oichel, es pischoy l'erev. And b'shamay say, he goes to the mikveh, and he can eat his korban Pesach on the night of the 15th. There's no reason he shouldn't. U'b'shilil oimrim, b'shil say no. Ha'pirish min ha'orla, since a goy has the status of orla, he hasn't done the mitzvah of mila, then, and somebody who separates himself from the concept of Orlo by becoming a Yisrael is Kaperish Min HaKever. We give him the same halachas as somebody who is just separates himself from a grave, in the same way as somebody who was Tomei from a Kever, he has to wait 7 days, there's Tumas Meis. So too, this Geir, he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until he's waited 7 days after becoming a Geir. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel, and it's going to be discussed more in the Gemara. And Rashi says here that not only does he have to wait the 7 days, but he has to actually do the Hazar of the third day and the seventh day, that he has the same halachas as Pirush Min HaKever. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what's indeed the reason that an oinon is toivil v'oichel es pischoi lo erev? Says the Gemara, Kosovar, the Mishnah holds, Aninus Delaylo Durabonon, that the concept that an Oinon, somebody who's lost their relative, has the status of Oinon even the following night is only rabbinical. Vegabe Pesach, and regarding Korban Pesach, Loihem Midu Devrayim B'mokim Koros, they did not uphold the halacha of Durabonon in a place for a type of mitzvah where not doing that mitzvah could be punishable by koros. However, gabe kochim, regarding other korbonis, hem midu devrayim b'mokim asei, even though there's a mitzvah asei to eat kochim, the chachomim said that since it's not such a stringent type of asei like Pesach, therefore an oinon midrabonon has the status of oinon and cannot eat regular korbonis. Continues the Gemara HaShemea al Meisei v'chulu. The Mishnah said that somebody who hears the news of the passing of a relative, or Hamalakites Atzomois, or he's gathering the remains of one of his relatives in order to rebury them, then Tovel v'Oichel b'Kochim. Asks the Gemara, Malakit Atzomois, if he's collecting the bones, the remains of a deceased, Haboya Hazoya Shlishi Voshvi. We're talking here about the 14th of Nisan. If he's touching the bones of dead people on the 14th of Nisan, he can't eat the Korban Pesach at night. It needs a whole week where he's Tomei Mason. On the third day and the seventh day, he's got to have sprinkled on him from the water with the ashes of the Parah Adumah, only then he can become Tohir. Answers the Gemara, Eimo Shalikdu Lo Yatzomis. Indeed, it's not talking about that he himself did it. It's talking about that on the 14th of Nisan, somebody else arranged for one of his close relatives to be reburied. And since one of his close relatives had been reburied that day, he has the status of an Oinon Midrabonon that day. Continues the Gemara, Gershon is Geir v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that somebody who becomes a Geir, a convert on Erev Pesach, Beshamai say, Toivil v'oichel es pischei le'erev, and Beshiddel say, no, Beshiddel say that separating oneself, a Goy, or a convert who separates himself from being a Goy, which is a status of Orla, and becomes a Yisrael, has the same status as somebody who separates himself from a Kever, from a grave, and he's got all the halachas of Tumas Meis for 7 days. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Barachon, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Machleikas, the whole Machleikas, Bezhil and Beshamai, is referring to Be'oril Nochri. That when the term that Bezhil used was HaPoirish Min HaOrlok, HaPoirish Min HaKever, separating oneself from a status of not having Bris Mila, and becoming mohul, becoming circumcised, is kaperish min hakever, that's only regarding a goy who became a ba'oral nochri, where he was a goy. A goy doesn't belong, isn't in the bracket of mila. He becomes a Yisrael, he converts, then he has mila, only that goy has to wait 7 days, like a Thomas Mace. To Besilil Sovra, Gezeir Shemo Yitmo Lashono Abba. Why indeed does Besilil say that we compare the Perish Min HaOrla to Perish Min HaKever? Why indeed when a goy becomes a Yisrael does he have to wait 7 days? And Besilil explains as follows. He says, because we're afraid what's going to happen next year. Just imagine this guy touched a dead person a few minutes before he converted. The truth is, he's not Tommy. A guy doesn't become Tommy. He becomes a convert, and he should be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. However, the next year, he's maybe going to touch a dead person on Erev Pesach, and he's going to say to himself, last year, I touched a dead person, and I went to the mikveh, and then I could eat the Korban Pesach at night. Well, then the same applies this year. He's going to forget that the reason that last year it worked was because last year he was still a goy when he touched the Korban, when he touched the dead person. This year he's already a Yisrael, and he has to wait a whole week. And since we're afraid of that, Bishidol say we make a gezeira, Shemo Yitmo Lashon Abo, maybe the following year is going to be Tommy. V'yomar, and he's going to say, Shtakeit, the previous year, Miloi Tovalti V'Ochalti, was it not sufficient for me to just go to the mikveh, and then I could eat the Korban Pesach? Achshav, this year, Nami Tu Etvel V'Ochel. V'lo Yoda, and he will not know, he won't remember, he won't know that the Ishtakeit the year before, Nochri Hava, he was still a goy, V'lo Yimakabal Tuma, and he doesn't become Tuma. Achshav, but the next year, Yisrael, he's a Yisrael umekabel tuma. That's why Bishiddel say, Apirish min ha'orlo, kapirish min ha'kever. U'bishamai sovri. And Bishamai hold, Lo'igos rinon, we're not concerned about that. And since any tumah that he may have touched when he was a goy did not make him tumah, he becomes a convert, he goes to mikvah, and he can eat the korban. Aval oral Yisrael, but in the case where you have somebody who, for whatever good or bad reason, he did not do milah, Yisrael who didn't do milah, and then he does the bris milah, divrei hakel, everybody agrees, tovel v'oichel es pischei, that it's enough for him to go to mikvah, and then he can eat the korban pesach le'erev in the evening. V'loi gozrin on oral Yisrael mishum oral nochri. We don't make a gezera that if we allow an oral Yisrael not to wait 7 days, then an oral goy who becomes a Yisrael also won't wait 7 days and will have the issue we mentioned before. Everybody agrees that we do not make such a gezera. Tanya Nami Hochi, we also find a brisa to this effect. Omer Shimon ben Elozo, Loinechluku Beshamay Beshilil al Oral Yisrael, that the whole machlekus is only, that they're not arguing on Oral Yisrael, that a Yisrael who did Mila definitely doesn't need to wait the 7 days Kaperish Min HaKever, Shetovil V'Oichel Es Pischei Le'erev, he can just go to Mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach at night. Tosfos already says that we don't find anywhere where that somebody who does Bris Mila has to go to Mikvah, but either way, that's what it says in the Gemara. Al Ma Nechluku, where does Beisham and Beis Hillel argue only Al Oral Nochri, only regarding an oral a goy who became Yisrael and did the mila, Shabishamay Oimrim Tovel Va'ichel Es Pischei Le'erev. Bishamay say that he can go to the mikvah and eat the korban pesach at night. Or Beshilul Oimrim Haperish Min Ha'Or Lo Kaperish Min HaKever. Beshilul says he has to wait the 7 days and sprinkle from the poraduma on day 3 and day 7. And there's a discussion here whether the tvila that Beis Shammai warrants is the tvila of the Geirus or whether it's a different tvila. And what we mentioned before in passing, that Beis Hillel says, a perish min orlok, a perish min akever, then the context of our Mishnah is regarding Korban Pesach, and it's a discussion in the Achronim whether any Geir has to wait 7 days before eating any Korbonis or whether it only applies to Korban Pesach is a discussion in the Achronim. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rava. Rava says, and Rava is now going to tell us that there's 6 situations that could prevent a person from bringing the Korban Pesach, and all 6 of them, they, in order to be able to do the Korban Pesach, it would mean transgressing an Issa Derabbanon. On 3 of them, the Chachamim says you can do the Korban Pesach and override the Isurim Derabbanon, but on 3 of them, the Chachamim said no. And Rabbeinu Chananel on Amud Beis explains that the difference between the two brackets is whether the Issa D'Rabbanon is a standalone Issa D'Rabbanon, which the Chachomim could then say, for the sake of Korban Pesach, you can override it, or whether it's a type of Issa D'Rabbanon that was made in fear of a person transgressing an Issa D'Oraisa. And that type of Issa D'Rabbanon, the Chachomim left in place, even if it would mean that he could not do the Korban Pesach in Pesach Rishon. What are these 6? Says Rava, oral, if somebody is an oral, referring to this goy, who then did the bris milah, he converted, and now he wants to shech the korban pesach. So there we're going to see that Beis Hillel say, no, you cannot do the korban pesach because we're afraid that next year you're going to possibly eat the korban pesach in the state of Tumas Meis. And therefore the Chachamim said that the Beis Hillel said, a perish min ha'orlok, a perish min ha'kever, you cannot do the korban pesach. That's oral, that's the first one. Hazah, what happens if somebody was a Tomei Meis and it's now the 7th day of his Tumah and he has to sprinkle on himself from the ashes of the Parah Adumah in order to become Toher? But it's Shabbos and we know there's an Issa D'Rabbanon to sprinkle from the water of the ashes of the Parah Adumah on Shabbos. But if he doesn't do it, he will not be able to eat from the Korban Pesach that night because he'll still be Tomei. Do we allow him on Shabbos on the 14th to have sprinkled on him from the Parah Adumah and then he'll be Toher? Or do we say no? We're afraid that maybe you're going to carry that water in Rosh Hashanah and that will be a serious Issa. What, and Ismail, what happens if somebody needs to do Bris Milah? And if there's a member of the family that's not done Bris Milah, then the people in the family are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The father cannot eat the Korban Pesach if it's one of his household are supposed to do the Bris Milah and doesn't. And it's Shabbos. And the knife that they need to do the Bris Milah with is assuming that we're talking about a baby on the eighth day, and you're allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos, but the knife, the tool that's the instrument used for doing the bris milah is not available. And the only way to bring it is bringing it via domains that are generally osur midrabbonon to carry in on Shabbos. Here too, if he's going to carry in Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be a very serious issa. And therefore, in this case also, regarding bringing the Ismal, Rava says, Hamidu Devrayim B'mokim Koros, even though not doing Korban Pesach could be punishable by Koros, nonetheless, the Chachomim said, the Gzeres Rabbonon are intact, and you cannot bring the water, you cannot do the Hazar, and you cannot bring the Ismal, and this convert, this Ger, cannot bring the Korban Pesach, and that's where it stands. They cannot bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. However, there's another three cases which the Chachomim made Gzeiros, and then the Chachomim overlooked them for the sake of Korban Pesach. One of them is Oinon, as we saw before. Oinon Lailo, Aninos Lailo is a Drabonon. So the Rabbonon overlooked that and said that in order to be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th, we can look away from the Aninos. Umetzaira. And the same regarding a Metzora. And the Gemara is soon going to discuss what the case is, what the Issur Rabbanon was of Metzora. It's going to be, and just to preempt what it says in the Gemara, that the Metzora, we know that on the eighth day of the Metzora, he has to bring a korban into the Beis HaMikdash. So he himself, a Metzora, all the while the korban hasn't been brought, he's Mechusar Kippurim, he cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash proper, into the Machne Shechina. He can come into the Machne Leviyah. So he goes till Shar Nikonar, he puts his thumb inside, and then they put the blood of the korban on his thumbs, and then they finish doing what they have to do, and then he's completely toyer, and he can eat the Korban Pesach at night. What happens if on that eighth day of the Metzora, what happens if he then became Tumas Keri? And there's an Issur Drabbanon of a Tumas Keri to go, even if he's Toivult. He's now a Tvul Yoim, and there's an Issur Drabbanon for him to go up onto Har HaBayis. So if he's not Machne Leviyah, if he cannot go up onto Har HaBayis, then he cannot put his thumb in and be purified from his Tumas Metzora, and then he won't be able to do the Korban Pesach at night. So over there we say that we overlook the Issa of a Tvul Yoim of Keri, of going onto Har HaBayis. He can go there and put his thumb in, become Tohir from Metzora, and in the night he'll be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. That's the second case. Ubeis HaPras, which is a field that was, there was a dead body buried there, and then a plow came and plowed some of the field. Min HaTorah, we assume that the plow did not go deep enough to have touched the dead body, or the remains of the dead body. However, midrabbanan, we're afraid that possibly there is a chance that the plow did churn up some of the bones, and if there's some very small fractures of bone that are scattered around, and a kohen, he's going to move them or stand on them and touch them, then a kohen is not allowed, will then become tumas meis, assuming that those pieces are at least the size of a kernel of barley. And so it's only midrabbanon. Min HaTorah, we assume that there's no remnants, there's no fractures of bones around. Midrabbanon, we're afraid that there are particles of bone around. That's why it's called a Beis HaPras. Pras means a half, it means a breakage, a broken part of something, of these bones. Then we do not really let a kohen go through, because a kohen is not allowed to go through a Beis HaKvaros. And if somebody wants to go and shech to Korban Pesach, if he's going to walk through here, he might become Tomei. He was not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So we say no. Lo yemidu devrayim b'mokim koros, that there is a way that we do allow him to walk through the Beis HaPras in order to be able to get to where he has to get to and eat the Korban Pesach at night. And now the Gemara is going to explain these six inside. The first one is oral. Hada Omron is what we saw in the Mishnah according to Bais Hillel, that a guy who's considered an oral, who becomes a geir, a convert, is not allowed to do Korban Pesach if he became a geir on the 14th of Nisan, because ha-perish min ha-kever, ka-perish min ha-orlo. So you see there that even though it's only an Issa Midrabbanon, it's only a gezeira that we're afraid that there's going to be a confusion the following year, nonetheless, hemidu devrayim b'mokim koros, and they said that he cannot do the Korban Pesach Rishon. Hazo, the second one is Hazor. Do Omar Mar, Hazor Shvus. the issur to sprinkle from the waters and the ashes of the Parah Aduma onto a Tomei Meis on Shabbos is only also midrabbonon. Ve'ino deiches haShabbos. It is also midrabbonon, and it does not override Shabbos. So over here, in the case of a Tomei Meis on the 14th of Nisan, that if we do not override Shabbos and we do not allow him to become Toir, he will not be able to do the Korban Pesach. Nonetheless, he's not allowed to be sprinkled and he cannot do the Korban Pesach. Ismal, what's the case, the third case where we do not allow Shabbos to be overridden, even though it's only an Issur Darabonon, is the case of the knife for the Bris Milah. D'tanya, we learnt in a Braisa, Kashem she'ein mevi'in oisu derech Roshus HaRabim, in the same way as we hold that you're not allowed to bring the knife through a Roshus HaRabim on Shabbos, kach ein mevi'in oisoy derech gagoyis v'derech hatzeroyis v'derech karpifiyis, so too those in areas which is only the Chachomim said you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos. It's not a public domain. It's the rooftops, it's courtyards, it's otherwise enclosed areas that have not been enclosed for residential purposes called karpifiyis. Then in all those cases, we do not allow him, even though it's only also midrabbonon, we do not allow them to bring the knife. If they cannot bring the knife, the child will not be mohol. If the child won't be mohol, the father won't be able to eat from the Korban Pesach, and there's nothing you can do about it. We do not override that issur d'rabbanan in order to do the milah on the child. And now we're moving to the three cases where we do override an issur d'rabbanan in order to allow somebody to do the Korban Pesach. Oinon hod omron. The oinon is what we spoke about before, that an oinon, that aninus lailo is only also midrabbanan, and the Mishnah says that an oinon is toivul v'oichel es pischoi bo'erev. Metzaira mahi. What would be the case of a metzaira when issur d'rabbanan would stop a metzaira being able to eat the Korban Pesach, and we override that issur d'rabbanan in order to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach? The Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Metzaira shechal shmini shaloi be'erev Pesach, if the eighth day of the Metzaira, the day that means he became Toyer on the seventh day, on the eighth day he has to bring his Korban, and he has to come to the Shar Nikonar, to the Nikonar gate, which is the entrance to the Azara, and put his thumb in order to have some blood put on it. So the Shmini Shaloi, his eighth day, is Be'erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. V'ra Keri Boi Bayim, and he saw Keri, became Tomei that day. Normally Tumas Keri, he goes to Mikvah, and at night he can eat the Korban Pesach. Over here, we have a problem. A Keri is not allowed onto Har HaBayis. So how's, and since he's also a Metzaira, he's not going to be able to come in and get his purification as Metzaira. And if he's a Metzaira, then if he cannot bring his korbanos, he'll remain mechusar kippurim. He will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So toivel, the halacha is that he goes to the mikveh v'oichel, and he can eat in the night of the 15th. Omru chachomim, afal pi shetvul yoim einu nichnas. Even though a balkeri, after he's been to mikveh, he's a tvul yoim, and he's not allowed to come onto Har HaBayis that whole day. Zeh, this tvul yoim of keri, who is the eighth day of a metzaira, and he needs to go onto Har HaBayis in order to be able to become toir, nichnas, he's allowed to go in. Mutav yovei asei sheyesh bekoros, because the mitzvah asei, which holds with it a punishment of koros if it doesn't get done, namely the Korban Pesach, v'yitcha, will override asei. It's an issa asei she'ein by koros, which is the issa of a tvul yoim to come onto Har HaBayis. Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan said, because from this it would seem that it's actually also min ha'Tayra, issa asei, for him to come onto Har HaBayis, for a balkeri, a tvul yoim of balkeri, to come onto Har HaBayis. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, no. Dvar Torah afilu asei ein boy. The truth is that min ha'Torah, a tvul yoim of a balkeri, is allowed onto Har HaBayis. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, and this is a Pasuk which is after they extended the Har HaBayis, they introduced a number of new chumras. One of the things they introduced was that from that point on, the tvul yoim of a balkeri would not be allowed up onto Har HaBayis. So you see that min ha'Torah, it's not even an issue, it's only asa midrabbanan, and they overrode that in order to allow the metzaira to do his Korban Pesach. As we saw before, that even if it would have been an issa asei, then the assay of Korus would have overridden it. But Rav Yechanan says that in truth, it's not even an issa assay, it's just an issa d'rabbanon. What does it say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'yamid Yehoshafat b'kal Yehudah v'Yerushalayim, b'veis Hashem, lifnei hechotzer hachadosha. a new courtyard. What's this new courtyard? My chotzer achadosha, shechitchu boi dover, that they actually made a new chiddush. They introduced a new halacha, a new stringency. V'omru, they said, tvul yoim lo yikones b'machne levio, that a tvul yoim of a balkeri should not come into the machne levio, should not come onto harabayis. And the truth is that this chumrah applies, it doesn't really apply to the whole harabayis, it applies just to the Ezras Noshim, which is in itself called a chotzer. It's the first part of when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, the first section is the Ezras Noshim, which is part of the Machne Leviyah. It has the halachas of Harabayis. However, they had certain chumras just to the Ezras Noshim, and this was one of them. Obviously, a Balkeri himself is certainly not allowed on Harabayis. Here we're talking about a Balkeri after he's been to the mikveh. Now he's not considered a Balkeri anymore. He's just considered a Tvul Yoim. As a Tvul Yoim, then we allow him to go on to it's only also midarabonon, and therefore we allow him to come onto the harabayis and into the Ezras Noshim in order to be able to become tohir. Continues the Gemara Beis HaPras, this field that had been plowed and now midarabonon were afraid that there's remnants of bones that may be the size of a kernel of barley that this person is going to touch or move when going through the field, and then he will not be able to bring the Korban Pesach. But what do we do? Says the Datnan, we learned in the Mishnah, V'shovin b'shamay b'shilel, b'shamay b'shilel, both agree that Sheboidkin lo'isei Pesach. People who need to go through this field in order to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach, then normally we do not allow a person to go through this field, and we are, Midrabonon, we're afraid that all the while it has a status of Beis HaPras that he indeed becomes Tomei. However, for the sake of doing the Korban Pesach, they didn't override altogether the concept of Beis HaPras. However, they allowed this person to be Boidkin, to go through it, but making sure, trying his best to avoid any remnants of the bones in the event that there would be. And even though for a Kohen, for example, to eat Truma, we do not allow him to go through and to check whilst he's going through that there's no bones. We make him go all the way around in order not to go through. However, for the sake of being able to do the Pesach, and it could be if he has to go all the way around, he will not be able to do the Korban Pesach. Therefore, we allow them to be Boiduk, to go through and to check. But the people who want to eat truma, even if it's an extra day or two to go around the whole area, then we make them do that. Says the Gemara, my boidkin loisei pesach. These people who have permission to go through in order to do the Korban Pesach and to override the chumrah of Beis HaPras, what can they do? What bedikas? How do they check? How do they determine that indeed they're not going to touch or move any of these remnants of bones, should there be any? So, Omer of Yodam Ashmuel, Menapeach Beis HaPras, if as he's going along, he like with his mouth, he blows hard, he blows away. That means if he's looking down, and if there's any big bones, he'll see them. If there's any small bones, large enough to make him Tomei, but very small, they will be light enough to be blown away when he's blowing, and therefore he won't come to touch or walk over them. Menapeach Beis HaPras, he blows whilst going through the Beis HaPras, v'hoylech, and he can go through. Rav Yehuda bar Abaye, Meshmeder Rav Yehuda Omar, Beis HaPras shenideish toir. He says that if a lot of people have walked on the Beis HaPras, then it's no longer considered a Beis HaPras, it's toir. And the people who come to do the Korban Pesach, they can check whether the field has already been, as they're going through, they have to make sure that the field's already been well trampled, well trodden, since it was plowed up, and that way there'll be no issue anymore of and no risk of becoming Tomei, and we allow them to do that in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah which carries chorus with it. Hadron alocha isha b'siyata d'shmaya, we finished Perek HaIsha, and b'li neida we're going to do Chazorah of Perek HaIsha, and we're going to start now the next Perek, Perek Mishahoya. Says the Mishnah, Mishahoya Tomei oy b'derech rechoika. If somebody, the Pasuk says, somebody who was Tomei on the 14th of Nisan, or he was far away on the 14th of Nisan, how far away we'll see in a Mishnah later on, but he was far away, the Pasuk says, you cannot do the Pesach Rishon, you do the Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says, if somebody was Tomei or far away, v'lo yaseh harishon, and he didn't do the Pesach Rishon. Yaseh hasheni, and we're soon going to see from the words v'lo yaseh, it's as if it says, and he chose not to do the Pesach Rishon, which means that in some case he actually had the option of doing Pesach Rishon, even though he was tomei b'derech rechayka. Obviously, when he's tomei, there's no way of doing it, but if he's b'derech rechayka, if he's far away, there could be a way of doing it. We'll soon see in the Gemara that one way of doing it would be to send somebody else who's close by to do the Korban Pesach for you, and he'll do the Korban Pesach, and by the time night comes, this person who was far away will already be able to come to Yerushalayim. Or there's another option, and that would be if we added into the Mishnah, oinein. Misha haya tomei, oy b'derech rechayka, or an oinein, then, in the case of oinein, as we saw before in the Mishnah, at the end of the previous perek, that he can bring he can do the Korban Pesach on the 14th, and eat it on the 15th. If he chose v'loy also es harishon, in the event that he chose not to do the Pesach Rishon, then yaseh es hasheni, they can do Pesach Sheni. Shogag, if he didn't do Pesach Rishon because he just forgot it was Erev Pesach. He forgot it was Pesach. Oinenas, or something happened on the day of the 14th, and something that was not in his hands, it was an oinas, he didn't do the v'loy also es harishon. Here again, v'loy also, and he chose not to do the Pesach Rishon, and obviously here, this, if it was a mistake, or it was an oinus, he didn't choose not to do it, so the Gemara says we have to add in here, if he was shoigig, oinenas, or mazid, or even intentionally, the chas v'shalom, he was careless, and he didn't do the Korban Pesach, v'lo also es harishon, he chose not to do the Pesach Rishon, yaseh hasheni, he can do the Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara, if any case of shoigig, or oinus, cannot do Pesach Rishon, can do Pesach Sheni, im kein lomo nemar tome oishayo b'derech rechayko. If so, why does the Torah single out tome and derech rechayko? Just say anybody that couldn't or doesn't do Pesach Rishon can do Pesach Sheni. Why is tome and derech rechayko singled out? Answers the Mishnah, she'elu pturin mehikoris. Because obviously anyone who's shoigig, or anybody who's oinus, of course there's no chorus. You only get chorus for mezid. But if he's tomei or derech rechayka, then even though possibly he could have done something to avoid it, but now that he's tomei, now that he's derech rechayka, then he's potter from chorus. Even though he could have avoided the situation, he could have avoided being derech rechayka, he could have avoided being tomei possibly, then nonetheless, he is potter from chorus. However, any other mezid, Ve'elu, but any other mezid, chayovim b'chorus, is going to be chayav chorus. Or in the case of oinon, for example, then as we saw in the Mishnah before, an oinon is allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on the 15th, and if he intentionally doesn't, he's going to be chayav chorus. Says the Gemara. So I've read into the Mishnah much more than the Mishnah says, but it's quite a cryptic Mishnah, so I've just put into the Mishnah what the Gemara is going to teach us. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Hoya b'derech rechayka. If somebody is far away, and let's take on the opinion that the definition of far away means that he cannot come, he lives so far away, he cannot make it to the Beis HaMikdosh in time to shecht the Korban Pesach. The earliest he could make it to the Beis HaMikdosh is after nightfall, which is already too late to shecht the Korban Pesach. V'shachtu v'zorku olav. And he sent somebody to do the Korban Pesach for him. He says, I can't get there. You do the Korban Pesach for me. By the time it comes to eating the Korban Pesach, I'll be there. I'll join the Korban Pesach. I'll eat it. So it's a machlekes amiroim, Rav Nachman o mahurtzo. Rav Nachman says the Korban is accepted. It's kosher. Rav Sheshes o maloi hurtzo. Rav Sheshes says the Korban is not kosher. Since you were derech rechayka, and anyone who's derech rechayka doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, the fact that you could get there to eat it later is not good enough, and it's not accepted, and he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Rav Nachman Omar Hurtza, why does Rav Nachman say that the Korban is accepted? He says, Mechas hu dechos rachmona elav, that the Torah called Rachmona has pity on us, and says, if you live far away, we allow you to do Pesach Sheni. Vi ovid, but if for every reason you choose to go out of your way to come that long distance and to do the Pesach Rishon, vi ovid, tove elav bracha, then he should be blessed, and it's kosher. Rav Sheshet Omar. Rav Sheshet says, Lo yurutza, the korban is not kosher, because mitchadachya rachmona, ketomei. The Torah compares derech rechoika to tomei. In the same way as tomei, you cannot bring the korban pesach if he's tomei, assuming that he's not a type of tumah that he can become toher that night. Then the same applies to derech rechoika, that once you're derech rechoika, whilst they're shechting the korban pesach, you cannot make it to Yerushalayim, then you cannot do Pesach Rishon, you have to do Pesach Sheni, and you cannot send it with somebody else. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Nachman, we saw before that if somebody was Bederech Rechoika, and he yet sent the Korban Pesach with somebody else to shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf, and he would make it there in time to eat it, Rav Nachman says, Hurta, it's accepted. Rav Sheshes argued with him. Says Rav Nachman, Minoa Minolo, where did I learn my halacha from that if somebody is hoya b'derech rechoika v'shachtu v'zorku alav, that hurta, ditnan, he's bringing proof from our Mishnah. Mi shehoya tomei oy b'derech rechoika, if somebody was either tomei or far away, v'loy also es harishoin, he chose not to do the Pesach Rishoin, yas es hasheini, then he can do the Pesach Sheini. So the Gemara says, Michlal, from the words v'loy also, and he chose not to do the Korban Pesach, it would seem, de'iboya ovid, that he had some way of doing it. Now that certainly cannot be referring to Tommy, because a Tommy person can't eat the Korban Pesach. There's no way he can do the Korban Pesach. So it must be Derech Rechoika. So it must be that he's got a choice whether to do the Korban Pesach or not. What does that mean? It means that he's far away and he's got a choice. He's allowed to ask somebody to do the Korban Pesach for him. And then it will be Hurutza. And it's only if he chooses not to do it, he can do the Pesach Sheini. So that was of Nachman's proof that it hurtza. Rav Sheshes Omar Lecha. Rav Sheshes says no, because ihochi. Rav Sheshes says I don't think that you can read the words v'loy osa as if he had a choice, because then we're going to have a problem with the next phrase in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Sefer? Diktoni shoygig oinenas. If he either forgot it was erev Pesach or some other oinus, v'loy also as a rishon, and he chose not to do the Pesach rishon, yes, as a sheni, he does the Pesach sheni. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is saying, midik toni v'loy also. So Rav Sheshes is saying to Rav Nachman, the fact that it says the words v'loy also, michlal, are you going to deduce the iboya ovad that he had a choice whether to do it or not to do it? Hari shogag varinenas. Somebody who has made a mistake and forgot it was Pesach or had an oinus, he couldn't choose to do it. Elo. So says Rav Sheshes, it must be from the Sefer, I agree with you. Rav Sheshes actually says, I agree with you that the words v'loy also means that he had a choice. But he says that from the Sefer, it cannot mean that he had a choice referring to Shoigig or Oinus. It must be I'm adding something into the Mishnah. Elo mezid k'toni ba'adayu. It must be that together with Shoigig and together with Onenas, Oinus, you put also mezid. So as if the Mishnah said, Shogag oinenas oihizid or mezid, v'loy also sarishin, yases asheni. V'loy also, referring to mezid, where he should have done it and could have done it, and he chose not to do it, he can do Pesach sheni. So Hochanami, says Rav Sheshes, in the ratio also, I'm going to add in one more thing. Tomei, derech rechoika, I'm going to add in, oinon k'toni ba'dayu. And referring to Oinon, indeed, that he's got a choice. He's actually mechuyev to do it. If he doesn't do it, then he can do the Pesach Sheni. But you wouldn't be able to prove from the word v'loy osa that regarding derech rechoika, you have a choice. And indeed, Rav Sheshes says, you don't have a choice. If you're derech rechoika, you're not allowed to send your korban with somebody else. It will not be valid. Says the Gemara, Omer Ravashi. Ravashi says, Masnisin Nami Daika. I'm actually going to find you proof from within the Mishnah to the way Rav Sheshes reads the Mishnah. And not like Rav Nachman learnt. Diktoni, because we saw in the Mishnah, the last phrase of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah asked that if Oinus and Shoigig are all, they can all do Pesach Sheni, why does the Torah single out Tomei and Derech Rechoika? And the Torah and the Mishnah says that some have chorus, and some don't have chorus, that Tomei and Derech Rechoika, they don't have chorus. However, there's other cases that do have chorus. We have to know, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Diktoni said in the Mishnah, Eilu pturin mikoros, v'eilu chayovin bikoros. So the question, we know who's potter from chorus. The Torah says, Tomei and Derech Rechoika is definitely potter. Who's chayiv? Ahai, the words Eilu Chayovin Bekoros, who are they referring to? The only other two cases mentioned in the Mishnah explicitly is Shoigig and Oinus. Shoigig venenas b'nei koros ninu? You can give koros to somebody who does an avera by mistake or b'oinus? El olav, you've got no choice. If the Mishnah says that there's a concept of koros on one of something mentioned in the Mishnah, it must be amazed v'oinon. It must be that you add in mazid and oinon. So as Rav Sheisha said, that at the beginning of the Mishnah, the first clause, Mishayo Tomeo Derech Rechoiko, you have to add in Oinon. And then Shoigig Oinenas, you add in Mezid. And then the Mishnah says, why is Tomeo and Derech Rechoiko singled out? The answer is because Tomeo and Derech Rechoiko have the same status as Shoigig and Oinus, that even though it possibly could have been avoided, but nonetheless, there's no chorus. Where is their chorus? The other two cases mentioned in the Mishnah, which are two cases which are not written explicitly, we have to put them in, and that's Oinon and Mezid. And why would we say, what's the proof that there's two? Because the word Chayovin, Eilu Chayovin, is in plural. So it must be we've added in two things. We've added in Mezid, we've added in Oinon, and both of them, if they don't do Korban Pesach, they're Chayev Koros. And then you don't have proof that Derech Rechoiko is up to choice. Because when it says v'loy also, which seems you have a choice, it's referring to Oinon, not to Derech Rechoiko, and that's how Rav Sheshes learned the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Omar Lachor, Rav Nachman's going to say to you, no. I also see in the Mishnah it says Chayev, and I'll explain to you where the Chayev chorus refers to, without having to put Oinon at the beginning of the Mishnah, and then I, Rav Nachman, will still hold with what I said before, that Derech Rechoiko is up to choice, which means that you can send your korban with somebody else, and Hurtza. La'olam amezid l'chudei. Rav Nachman says, I agree with you, Rav Sheshes, that in the second part of the Mishnah, Shoigei Gonenas, you have to add in mezid. Ubedinhu. And the truth is, you're going to ask me, but if you don't add in Oinon, then why does it say, Eilu Chayovin be Koris, that they are Chayov with Koros, if there's only one case mentioned, which is Mezid? Says Rav Nachman, you're right. Ubedinhu di boile lemisne Chayov. It should have said that Chayov in single tense, because it's only going on Mezid, because it's not going on Tomei, it's not going on Derech Rechoiko, it's not going on Shoigig, it's not going on Mezid. All you're left with Mezid. And Rav Nachman says that he doesn't put in the Reisha, he doesn't put Oinin. V'haidik toni chayovin, the reason it says chayovin in plural, is just to conform with the formula, with the way the Mishnah was writing. It starts saying, Eilu Pturin, so, which is plural, we know it's plural, it's going on Shoigig, Oinus, Derech Rechoiko, and Tomei says Pturin, so it says the word chayovin also in plural tense, but really it's just one, it's just mezit. Aidi de toni Reisha Pturin, toni Sefer chayovin. So that's how what Rav Nachman's source. Rav Nachman says the source for his halacha that hurutza is from the fact that it says derech rechoiko, and in the Mishnah says v'loy osa, and he had a choice whether it's to bring the korban pesach or not. It must be that even somebody derech rechoiko is able to send the korban pesach with somebody else. Omer of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, now it's his turn to tell us his source that loy hurutza. He says, Minoa Minola, what's the source that loy hurutza? D'tanya, he says, I've got a braisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva introduces to us that the posuk which puts together Tomei and Derech Rechoiko, Nemar Tomei v'Nemar b'Derech Rechoiko, in the same posuk next to each other, in order to compare the two. Ma Tomei, in the same way as Tomei, that technically he could come and do the Korban Pesach, just as Tomei. Shesipik b'yodei la'asos, he could really do the Korban Pesach, ve'eino osa. And nonetheless, the Torah said, don't do it. He's Tomei. Af Derech Rechoiko, so too, referring to Derech Rechoiko, Nami, also Shesipik b'yodei la'asos, even if he could really do it by sending the Korban Pesach, ve'eino osa, nonetheless, the Torah says, no. Derech Rechoiko is like Tomei, we know that we could find a way that you can do it, don't do it, do Pesach Sheni, and if you do it, it's not valid. So how's Rav Nachman going to answer that? If Derech Rechoiko is similar to Tomei, and a Tomei there's no way of doing the Korban Pesach, and so to Derech Rechoiko there should be no way of doing the Korban Pesach. Rav Nachman Omar Lachor, Rav Nachman says that it goes as follows. And you cannot compare the Derech Rechoiko, where you have a way of sending a Korban Pesach, you cannot compare that to Tomei, where Tomei, for example, a Tomas Meis, where it's not the last day, it's not the seventh day, where it's absolutely impossible for him to bring the Korban Pesach. No, we cannot compare that. The only one that can actually compare Tomei and Derech Rechoika in an absolute way is only Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva letamei, Rabbi Akiva himself holds the Kosovar ein sheichatin v'zoirkin al Tomei Sheretz. Rabbi Akiva himself holds that with Tumah also, it doesn't matter what level of Tumah you are, even a Tumas Sheretz, where he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night. Nonetheless, ein sheichatin v'zoirkin, and it's a sugya that we learned early on Daf Tzadik. And so Rabbi Akiva holds that when it says in the Torah that Tomei cannot bring Pesach Rishon and does Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Akiva holds it's even a type of Tumah that could eat on the 15th. So Rabbi Akiva has got every right to say that the same applies to Derech Rechoika. That Derech Rechoika, even if you could arrive on time to eat it, you don't bring the Korban Pesach and you cannot send in the Korban Pesach. However, Rav Nachman says, I hold that there's different types of Tumah. It's true that Tumas Meis, which is not on the seventh day, he's got no way of bringing the Korban Pesach because he cannot eat it on the 15th. But in Tumah itself, there's a bracket of Tumah that says that he's a Tumas Sheretz. And even though he's Tomei now on the 14th, since he can eat the Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th, Sheichatin Vazorkin, he can bring the Korban, he can send in the Korban Pesach. So he says the same will apply to Derech Rechoika. Somebody who can make it there for the night of the 15th to eat it, then he's included in the bracket of similar to Tumas Sheretz, and we do allow him to send his Korban Pesach, and therefore Rav Nachman says Hurutza. Vano says of Nachman Svirulei Kamando Omar Sheichatin Vazorikin al Tomei Sheretz, and the same way as Tumas Sheretz, we allow him to send a Korban Pesach because he can eat it at night, so too, somebody who is Bederech Rechoika, he can send in his Korban Pesach. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to try and bring proof from a Braisa to Rav Nachman. Tonu Rabbonon. We learnt in a Braisa Eilu Sheoisin Es Hasheni, the following are a group of people, a list of people that can do the Pesach Sheni. Hazovin. We've already learned that a man, a male, can become Tomei as a Zov, and a woman can become Tomei as a Zova. If a man is a Mitzayra, Vamitzayrois, or a woman is a Mitzayra, Vanidois, or if a woman is Tomas Nida, Vaboyale Nidois, if somebody was Boyle a Nida, or Vayoldois, or a woman after birth, Hashoigigin, those that by mistake didn't do the Pesach Rishon, v'ha'anusim, those that it was not in their hands, they were onus, v'mezidin, and those who even intentionally didn't do the Pesach Rishon, v'tomei, or if somebody was tomei, v'shoyo b'derech rechoika, or if it was far away, which are the two mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, that all these can do Pesach Sheni. Asks the Braisa, imkein lomo ne'mar tomei, if anybody can do the Pesach Sheni, the Sheigigin, the Anusim, the Mezidin, why is Tomei singled out? Why is it singled out in the Braisa? Why is it singled out in the Pasuk? The Gemara says, Lomo Nehmar? You're asking, and this is the Gemara interjecting. The Braisa is asking why it says Tomei. We need Tomei. The Iboy Lemevat Barishoin Leishav Kinonle. In order to teach us that somebody who's Tomei on the 14th of Nisan, he's not allowed to do the Pesach Rishoin, even if he wants to. Elo, says the Gemara, the Braisa didn't mean to ask, why does it say Tomei? Rather, the Braisa said, Imkein lomo nemar b'derech rechoika. Why is derech rechoika, somebody who's far away, why is that singled out? And the Braisa answers, Lepoitre min ha-koros, to say that he's potter from koros. And now, what does it mean, b'derech rechoika lomo nemar? And the Braisa couldn't have answered like the Gemara tried to answer with Tomei, in order to teach us that if he's far away, he can't do it. Of course he can't do it, he's far away. So that doesn't come into the question. So what's the question? Whether he can send it. And so if a person would not be allowed to send a Pesach Rishon, if he's Derech Rechoika, which is what Rav Sheish has held, that Loi Hurutza, early on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, then why didn't the Braisa answer, Lama Nema B'Derech Rechoika, to teach us that if he's Derech Rechoika, he's not allowed to send in his Korban Pesach. So it must be this Braisa is following Rav Nachman, that he could send in his Korban Pesach. So then why does it single out Derech Rechoika, that if he didn't do it Pesach Rishon, he can do Pesach Sheini? Answers the Braisa, Lepoitrim in a chorus, to tell us that he's potter from Korus, in the event that he doesn't send in his Korban Pesach. And the fact that the Braisa doesn't say that the reason that we need to single out Derech HaChoiko is to say that he cannot send in the Korban with somebody else, it must be that Hurutza, he holds like Rav Nachman, that he could send in the Korban with somebody else. Asks the Gemara that in this list of people that can do Pesach Sheni, there were a number of women that were mentioned there. We mentioned the Zovois, the Mitzayrois, the Nidois, the Yoildois. Asks the Gemara, Isha B'Sheni Mimechayev, a woman is chayev to do Pesach Sheni? Hotanya, this seems to contradict the Braisa. We learned in a Braisa, Yochel lo yehu oisin es hasheni elo tomei nefesh v'shoya b'derech rechoiko. I may have thought that the only people that are allowed to do Pesach Sheni are those that are either tomei or b'derech rechoiko. Those are the ones mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk. But Zovin, u'metzeiroin, u'boyalei nidois, which are three males that are tomei, Zov, metzeira, u'boyalei nidois, minayin, how do you know that they can also do Pesach Sheni? They are neither tomei meis, nor are they Derech Rechoiko. Talmud Leima says in the Pasuk, ish, that any man that does not do Pesach Rishon can do Pesach Sheni. So you see here that only the men are mentioned, and women are not chayev to do Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara Loikashi, it's not a contradiction. Ha, Rabbi Yosi, Ha, Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rab Shimon. We know that Rabbi Yosi, and we saw this early on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yosi says that women are chayev in Pesach Sheni. And therefore, and that's what the Braisa says, that Nidois, Mitzayrois, Yoldois, and Zavois, they have to do Pesach Sheni. But over here where it says ish, that only the men are chayev to do Pesach Sheni, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon mentioned in the Braisa on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the women are not mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni, but they're allowed to bring Pesach Sheni, and according to Rabbi Shimon, they're not allowed to bring Pesach Sheni, and that's who the Braisa is following. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.